Russell, can I ask, I'm sure this has been asked and put to you before, you know, we've talked about passion with football and acting and your creative side, your music, et cetera. Are you Australian or are you a Kiwi? Like, where does your heart lie? Because you were born in New Zealand, but you lived here for 10 years and then you moved back and then you moved back again. And you've, you know, lived all over the world, travelled all over the world. Where does your heart lie? Who is Russell Coe? Is he an Aussie?
I'm 59 and I've lived 49 years in Australia.
Yeah.
I lived here between 4 and 14 and then went back to New Zealand, supposedly home, but it wasn't home to me. Basically, as soon as I was an adult, I turned Aussie. 21 and I came back to Sydney, which is a city that I was familiar with and that's where I grew up, you know. But here's the thing. I also have the fact that, you know, I have Maori heritage as well, and my memories with my dad as a kid, a lot of them centre around, you know, waking up at umpteen o'clock in the morning to watch the All Blacks play.
Mm.
So in everything, professionally or whatever, you know, regarded around the world as an Australian.
Yeah, we claim you.
But when rugby's on,
it's where I grew up. That's right. The one thing.
What a wonderful chat we've had with you, Russ. Get along. June 1 and 2 at the Triffid.
Yeah, at the Triffid, of course. That's been a pleasure, Russell.
Oh, thanks,
Russ. You're not heading off to the coronation this weekend, mate. Did you get the call up?
Oh.
No, I didn't get the call, man.
Well, Albo will be over there.
It's possibly based on the last time I was introduced to royalty. You know, the equerry comes and talks to you. And they go, listen, when you talk to the prince, you can refer to them as this, this, and this, and this. Yeah. You know, don't do this, don't do that. Like, yeah, okay, man, you know. And the thing is, it's just not in my DNA to be deferential to that point. I'd be respectful. I'm very pleased to meet people. But the Your Highness thing just doesn't come out of my mouth.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's not in my DNA.
They're all dressed up like wizards, Russell. It's a strange kind of affair.
Russ, just on that.
I called both Harry and William mate, and I thought the equerry was going to pass out.
Oh, God, yeah. I bet. Hey, Albo's going over there. He's probably the most famous Souths fan apart from you. But we had him on the show recently, asked him a quiz, because we went, is it bullshit? Or does he really know all that about the Rabbitohs? He was incredible.
Yeah, and also, you know, the concept of the random Souths fan, there's always someone at every event wearing Souths kit. It's going to be Albo at the coronation. Have a listen to this quickly, Russell.
Can you do some Rabbitohs socks, Albo, under the suit?
As a nod to Triple M Brisbane.
There's one, the socks, it's on.
Are you happy with him wearing Rabbitohs socks at the King's coronation, or does that damage your brand, Russell?
No, the Prime Minister of the country is not only a fan of South, he's a life member. He was voted in as a life member, you know, a long, long time ago, way before he became Prime Minister. The thing I know about Anthony, man, from the time I've taken over, whenever there's been something afoot that concerns the club and, you know, people are required, he turns up. He has never, ever called me and said, hey, man, can I get a freebie this, freebie that? Never, not once. He gets his tickets and stuff, you know, through his life membership, or he purchases them himself. He's just a good bloke.
Well, I think we know how you're getting Jack Whiten in under the salary cap, maybe a federal grant from the Prime Minister of Australia, Russell. That's all makes sense.
I tell you what, every single dollar of Jack's deal is in the salary cap. And
beautiful.
It's straight and clean and simple.
His boat, his car, his house. Might not be, but every dollar he's getting is, Russie, hey.
We don't do that sort of stuff in South Africa.
That was Melbourne. Yeah. Sorry, my apologies.
Thank you, Russell Crowe. Appreciate your time. Make sure you go to Russell Crowe's Indoor Garden Party with the Gentleman Barbers, June 1 and 2. Tickets at the Triffid as well, .com.au. Good luck shooting the music video. Russell, we'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks very much, everybody. Cheers.
Triple M.